One department makes more than half of the improper payments reported across the entire government. That's Health and Human Services. Last year, it handed out $65 billion that it should not have. Kay Daly heads up the audit services in the HHS Office of the Inspector General. It's her task to review these wrong payments each and every year. Although it may not seem like it after, it might seem like it after a bruising audit, people like Daly are here to help department financial managers do their jobs better. With that in mind, we've asked Kay Daly to join us as part of our week-long multimedia series, Rise of the Money People. Financial management moves front and center as agencies make an assault on wasted billions. Ms. Daly, good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much for asking me to join you here.
So, why and how does HHS make improper payments on the scale that it does?
Well, HHS is one of the largest federal agencies, and they have a number of programs, actually over 300 programs, that they are implementing and monitoring the use of. They have a significant amount of improper payments in a variety of programs. Like you mentioned, $64.8 billion overall. You know, Medicare produced about $28.8 billion of that. The Medicaid program was $21.9, and then some other programs, such as the Child Care and Development Fund, constituted about $638 million of those numbers.
So the word improper payment is really vague because it could mean fraud. It could just mean that people are being overpaid or underpaid. But how does it happen in the first place? Is the data wrong, or are people actually trying to trick the department?
Well, I think it's very important that we make sure the listeners understand what an improper payment is and is not. An improper payment is a payment that should not have been made because it didn't meet program rules or was in an incorrect amount. It includes both overpayments and underpayments. So all improper payment estimates that, you know, we're quoting here today aren't estimates of fraud either. You know, not while all payments that have been obtained by fraud really are improper, not all of these improper payments are fraudulent. And the techniques that are used to measure improper payments aren't designed to measure fraud in programs such as Medicare. So I just want to make sure that's clear for the readers, too.
Now, when improper payments go out, is part of the problem the fact that HHS and the many components that give out grants and payments do so through a multi-tiered system that might be going to a state or local agency and then through some other contractor of them and then on to the final recipient? Does that make it a little cloudier about where the money is going?
Well, yes, I think that is a challenge for HHS to address. You know, in many cases, HHS is reliant upon some of its partners, such as the contractors and including state and local agencies for administering these programs.
So I'm still trying to figure out how, though, the improper payments are made in the first place. I mean, why does the person, you know, authorize the money and then say, oops, you know? How does it happen in the first place?
Well, I think if we look at some of the underlying causes that have come out from doing improper payment estimates, I think that gives a good snapshot of what some of the issues are. In many cases, they found that, for example, in the Medicare fee-for-service program, one of the largest programs, the primary reason for improper payments are administrative and documentation type errors. And these are, you know, generally the result of not having sufficient documentation to support the claims. It doesn't necessarily mean the information is wrong or fraudulent, but just that the entity didn't provide adequate support for the services they provided. Other reasons for improper payments in that program were having medically unnecessary services and just incorrect coding. For some of the other programs, you've got, you know, for example, in the prescription drug programs, you've got medical record events weren't being clearly classified. The beneficiary status wasn't appropriate. So that impacts the ability to provide a proper payment in many cases.
We're speaking with Kay Daly, the Assistant Inspector General for Audit Services at HHS's Office of the Inspector General. So if I'm a program manager and I walk in and say, Ms. Daly, what do I need to do to get my improper payments down a little bit? What would your advice be?
Well, I think there's a number of techniques that are being used and that could be expanded. I think, first of all, HHS needs to take an approach of identifying all of their improper payments and then, you know, understanding what the root causes of those payments are. That's critical. With that, you've got a number of approaches you can take, and they are employing many of those. Once you get those improper payments, that framework provides you with approach for doing corrective action plans. So with those corrective action plans, you can identify the most critical points and take, you know, measured steps to address them. One of the things we often see in those are having appropriate education and training for people that are doing the actual program administration at the ground level. You know, in many cases, they're doing education and training for providers in the, you know, medical side or for state and local officials that are administering the programs that are state and locally administered. In other cases, you know, there are other techniques that you can use. One of the ones that's very promising is the use of predictive analytics. In 2011, HHS put in place a predictive analytics system called the Fraud Prevention System, in which they're using to screen Medicare fee-for-service payments that are being provided across the entire Medicare fee-for-service program. And this is an attempt to help prevent improper payments. And that's an important thing to do, because what you want to do is prevent those payments instead of, you know, making them improperly and then entering in the whole pay and chase mode, because that can be very expensive and to try to recoup those payments. Another thing I would suggest is that they also do things such as the recovery audit program. Recovery audit contractors have been implemented, you know, quite successfully in Medicare. They recouped about $2 billion last year, and they're expanding the use of those to other programs to see, well, can they, those types of contractors, go out and recoup those that have been made before, you know, they get very stale.
And just in closing, would you say that with these actions, despite the large number of improper payments, Health and Human Services is on the right track? Or are they still not doing things that the Office of the Inspector General really wants them to do?
Well, I think they've taken a lot of significant efforts, Emily. They've, you know, made a number of efforts. Like I said, we just talked about the fraud prevention system that they've put in place and the recovery audit contractors they got in for some of the programs. Expanding those uses would be helpful. And they also need to, you know, as any manager would, look at what your internal control weaknesses are, because that's really what underlies the impetus for an improper payment. So if the managers and the program officials that are in place can address those, that would be really critical to resolving all these to start with.
Kay Daly is the Assistant Inspector General for Audit Services for HHS. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.